Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. The prayer of my heart for us today is, Lord, please help us to be still enough to recognize your voice. Remove all hindrances that stand in the way of us connecting with you. May we obey you in every aspect of our lives. We praise you for the blessing of your word and the opportunity to study it. Transform us and equip us to be doers of your word. Fill us with your joy so that we may stand strong in the face of trials. And Father, help us to be faithful as we share your salvation message during every season of our lives. May we glorify you in all we do. Our scripture for today is from Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know. Recognize and understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I have a few questions for us to reflect on today. The first question is, do we know God's voice? In John 10:27 we read, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Do we spend enough time with God, being still in His presence to listen to and obey His directions? What are the hindrances that keep us from entering into His presence? May our souls prosper through our obedience. It's urgent that we return to our first love. Our Lord is standing at the door of our hearts and knocking. May we be still enough to respond to His call, because when we do, we receive joy beyond our understanding. It's a gift that breaks strongholds and sets us free. It causes us to radiate hope, to never give up, to trust God regardless, to keep our faith, to reach out to those around us, to rejoice in difficult times, and to never cease praying. My second question is, are we intentional about the time we spend and the methods we use to dive deeper into God's Word, so that we can study His will for our lives and gain new insights about the truth that He wants to teach us? Let's be intentional about how we approach God's Word. Let's ask God to reveal wisdom to us daily. And most importantly, let's spend adequate time in God's Word to be fed by Him alone. And my third and last question is, do we embrace and celebrate the different seasons of life? There is a season and a time for everything. God calls us to embrace each season. Let's be intentional about embracing the season we are in, clinging to God, even if we do not understand the what or why behind what is happening. And ultimately, may we glorify God by sharing the good news of salvation during every season of our lives. So let us cry out today, Father, help us, forgive our sins, take away all that is hindering us from being all you created us to be. There's nothing more important to us than being in a personal, intimate relationship with you, hearing from you and obeying your word. Take us by the hand, Jesus, and lead us. Holy Spirit, we are desperate for more of you. Help us to be still and trust you throughout all the seasons of our lives. We honor you. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father, I thank you today that we can listen carefully to what you tell us to do. I thank you that our ears will be open to hear and that we will be doers of your word.
That we can face whatever it comes, that we say we can even lose people from our families and get lost, who hurts our heart and breaks our heart. But whatever it be, we need to remember that you are our Lord and you have the word to give the balsam of Gilead in our heart and put it the pieces again. And you are one who take care of us in your arms, and you are one who love us and be with us day after day. Thank you, Lord, for your existence and for your word who remind your promises in our lives. In name of Jesus, thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you.
Lord, we want to ask that you guide us by your Holy Spirit to spend time on it on a regular basis, daily, and that by your Holy Spirit, you open it up, you break it up to us. And as we get to read it and understand it and get closer to you, more and more start to live according to your will, and more just start to glorify you as we realize that you are the Almighty, the wonderful God.
Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for the revelation of your awesomeness. Thank you, God, that we have an eternity to experience you, to get to know you. We think of that child song, you know, your love is so high, we can't get over it. It's so low, you can't get under it. It's so wide, we can't get around it. And that is eternal. That's how long it's going to take us to discover the extent of your love. And Jesus, I would ask that like Paul, in every situation, in every circumstance, with all manner of request, with all manner of prayer, I'll make my needs and wants known to you. I pray, God, that like Charles Finney, I would stand in a place where I say, God, I need you. And then, God, stay your hand lest you destroy me. Lord, that I'd be like Daniel Nash, found in the position of prayer the day he died. God, that we would have this desperation for you. And that can only be quickened by your Holy Spirit. It can only be quickened by the Spirit of truth and the Word of truth, God.
Lord, we come to you literally from all over the world. Some of us experiencing fall, while others are enjoying spring. We thank you, Lord, for every season around us and every season of our lives. Lord, we pray that you will find us faithful in every detail of our lives, but especially, Lord, find us faithful in sharing of your message of salvation, Lord, with those you place in our path. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.